I've been regularly going to Carndonagh for almost 17 years now, where my husband is from, and I've never before seen the depth of anger and frustration and indeed desperation amongst so many in the community, because there are literally families, hundreds of families, who are left to fend for themselves with houses that are crumbling around them due to no fault of their own. So number one, we need to have a scheme that provides 100% redress. And I know there are hundreds, indeed thousands, who are planning to come to Dublin tomorrow to make that point to the government. We had a scheme put in place for Pyrite. We had a lesser scheme put in place for Mica. It is not acceptable that we would have a lesser scheme put in place for the Mica. The 90% that's offered currently is not enough. It doesn't even cover the rent that people need to pay for the houses that they need to live in when the houses are being done up. And of course, it doesn't pay for the export reports. But the second key issue here is that it's not acceptable that a company that sold faulty blocks cannot be held to account because of the statute of limitations and product liability is confined to 10 years. And I know there's an awful lot of frustration in the community. We see graffiti, we see stories of workers being intimidated, and no worker should ever be subjected to that. But we now need to channel that anger and frustration into ensuring that companies are held to account, that the statute of limitations is looked at, and that we cannot have a situation where companies fold, evade their responsibilities and simply set up another construction or building supplies material company again. This is crucial for this community and indeed communities right across the North West, and I hope the government will act as soon as possible.